At this point, that's when it, the brakes can be put on.
Council gets the same amount of time for their agendas, and their agendas are that thick.
So we say, all right, well, we get this, but we're going to table something because...
Then you table it.
Then we table. So the, what we're saying, are we saying that we're the ones that have to put the brakes on this process so that we don't feel rushed? Is that basically what you're saying?
I'm saying the board can do whatever it feels that is prerogative. If you feel like you didn't have enough information, you come to the meeting and you say, or you didn't have enough time to go through it, then that's your option to say you want to continue so you can look through it more. Mm-hmm. Just
and
like
what,
you did today.
What's the impact of that on an applicant? What is what? Where does that leave the applicant in terms of what he can? Can he file a complaint or do whatever?
He could complain to council about the timing that it takes to get through the board, but that's about it.
A question I have is, once an applicant, well, somebody files for a variance, let's take that first. Is there a certain number of days in which it has to come up before a board?
No. There's nothing in the code that states it has to come to a certain board meeting or board day.
So if someone asks for a variance and they say file that 10 days before the planning board meeting.
Oh no, there's a requirement before. What is it? 30 days. 30 days.
30 days
before it could go to a board hearing, so staff can review it.
Okay.
You go through everything of what's missing and what's incomplete.
So after the staff's approval that the package is complete, can we have a 30-day continuance to where we get it so we can look at it? Is there anything wrong with that?
You're going to get a lot of applicants who are not going to be happy with the board with that. I'm just going to put that out there. To me, whatever the board wants, but there's going to be applicants that are going to, they're not going to be happy.
I just wanted to add, we have an internal calendar that's pretty specific. You know, there's the applicant has to submit 30 days prior. There's a due date for, well, we have time to review it. Then, like, if I put it, something together, it goes to the director for his review. And then he provides any comments or edits. And then once those have been satisfied, then that goes to the town manager. So there's... You know, there's a lot of different levels of review internally. And I mean, to your answer, yeah, then maybe we have to back it up 2 months. But I just want you to know that there is actually an internal deadline that, like, I would have to meet a deadline for Darren to review it. And then there's another deadline for the town manager to review it. Then there's a deadline for the packet information to get to the clerk so that she has time to prepare it to go to the board. So just know we're not just, in the back throwing papers around. We have specific deadlines internally that we have to meet. I just wanted to add
question that. The applicant, you say the applicant has to have his paperwork in 30 days in advance.
Correct.
All right, so you get the paperwork. And then you find out that there are two aspects missing. Hmm? What does that do to the clock?
It's still on the same track. Now, I mean, if it's something significant that...
Well, most places you say, all right, I'm applying for whatever I'm applying for.
Isn't it 5 days to deem the application complete?
Correct.
So if the application gets to you on... And now that starts the 30-day clock running. Correct?
Correct.
Okay. So now we're down to 25 days, and somebody's looking at it and say, well, wait a minute, we're missing A, B, and D. And you have to go back to the applicant for A, B, and D, which he didn't put in.
Well,
May I finish? Does that reset the clock?
No, because you said missing A, B, and D, but we've already gone through if the application is complete.
No, I'm saying
Five days to deem it if it is complete. And they wouldn't be missing things if we deemed it complete.
Okay.
At the 25 days.
All right, so So yes, so the 5-day, so you really have 25 days because you have 5 days to figure out if it's good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And ask for more
information. Now, if it's missing something, you find something in that 5-day time frame that he's missing, mm-hmm. and it takes him 10 days to get it to you, none of that resets the clock?
Not at this point.
Okay.
And I think, you know, what I'm saying, and maybe some of the other members here are saying, is that if you have a proposal for a project, there's, you know, staff's working on it, the project people are in discussions with the staff, there's all this stuff going on, and then it almost appears that the planning board has the least amount of time to look at something and digest it. And yet we're the ones that either are approving it or not. I mean, I think I remember, and I know there. You'll say that Sailfish Marina was an exception, and it was, mm-hmm. as far as complexity. But I remember them talking about discussions with staff upwards of a year ago. And yet we get the packet, you know, 6 days or so before we're, you know, being asked to say something about it. And I think that's where the issue is.
We're going to have to go back internally to see what we can do and what changes. If there's changes to the code that we have to make to make what you want to happen, we have to go back and analyze all of this.
Again, I think on stuff that's doesn't have a lot of complication to it, I don't think those are issues. But I think when the next Sailfish Marina comes through here, and there'll be others, that I don't think it's, you know, it leaves us in a tough spot to sort of digest a lot in just a matter of days. And if that means that it's our first bite of the apple is just to look at it and kick back questions to staff without approving it or an expectation that it'll be approved, then that's maybe what it, you know, that's what the expectation should be.
I don't disagree.
On that note, is there anything, any direction that we want to officially give the staff on this whole issue of board meeting times?
No, it sounds like we would, first step would be to put it on next month's agenda in order to initiate any potential change to the bylaws. That's what I heard.
And that would be, Darren, that would be a staff report at some point on what our options are here?
We would give you the bylaws, a copy of the bylaws in your packet. I'm not sure what you want us to report on.
Or is it would it just be our recommended time?
That you would, or the you would have to flesh that out at the next meeting, right?
Do we need a motion on this?
No, I think a consensus is all we really need for that.
I just would like to have the clerk put on next month's agenda a review of the meeting time for the planning board related to non-quasi-judicial matters.
Any objections from board members?
No.
With that, I'll move to, I'll entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second. We are adjourned. Thank you very much.